Es hat sich nicht bereits geschlagen, wenn wir heute im Sechti Homos darf nun beißen. Mischne said Keitze aus dem Maimer vechulo. The Mischne fact tomorrow, the Mischne began by discussing a get given after a get, Maimer, then after a Maimer. Then it says Keitze and responds with the case of get after Maimer. It's starting a new study over here. Yehuda said, yeah. The Mischne leaves the clarification of get after get, and Maimer after Maimer for the Brice that we learned yesterday. The Mischne itself focuses on the more complicated case of when different acts were done between the Yavam and the Yavama. The Mischne said also Maimer uboal hare zu kimitzvaso. L'chari, this is the writer of Hunu who says that the mitzvah of Yibim is to first do Maimer and then do Bia. Maimer says, no, the Mischne may be saying that if it's done this way, it's also acceptable, but it doesn't have to be approved to Rav Huna that this is the preferable way. In fact, it would seem obvious that it would be an acceptable way. Why do we have to teach that? Because we would think that since we learned that when Maimer is done, it removes the Zik and replaces it with an Erisin and a Suin relationship, maybe by doing Maimer removes the scenario of the mitzvah of Yibum, so maybe it shouldn't be done that way. Kamashwan, that it should. Or that it could. We just said that Rav Huna said that proper form of Yibum is to first do a Kedush and a Maimer and then do the Bia. However, if he did Bia first and then he did the Maimer, he's still kind of her. In fact, even if he did Bia alone, he would be kind of her. So why do you have to say that if he did the Maimer after the Bia, he's kind of her? Mara says he meant to say that if he does Bia without doing Maimer, he's still kind of her. In fact, Mara Brisa says someone gets Malkus if he does Bia without first doing Maimer. So the Chayra means that Malkus Dereisa, which means that it can't be done that way. It shouldn't be done that way. Mara says that refers to Malkus Derabbanan. Like we find that Rav gave Malkus to someone who does Kedushin of Bia, who gives Kedushin in the marketplace, who gives Kedushin without having an agreement to get married, who nullifies a get, someone who says that a get was written against his will, someone who acts with chutzpah to the shliach of Bezin, or someone who remains in the chayim for 30 days without asking for it to be removed, and then finally someone who lives in his father-in-law's house. We find that Rav Sheshet gave Malkus to someone who simply passed by the house of his father-in-law. The Gemara says, that son-in-law was suspected of having this with his mother-in-law, that's why it was different. Now, Doi said, Rav only gave Malkus to someone who did Kedushin with Bia without first having an agreement to get married. Others say that even if they had an agreement, he would still give Malkus because not proper to do kedushin with Bia. A Braisa says, how is Maimer done? The Braisa says, the Yavam gives the Yavama money or something worth money. The Braisa then asks, how is it done with a document? Remember, what do you mean? If we see it's like a regular kedushin, you give money. So with a document, it would be the same thing. You write on a paper, you have a kedushin. So Abai explains, the Braisa was asking, how is the ksuba document for Yavama written? The Braisa continues and says that he writes, I have accepted the Yavama upon myself to feed her and support her as is fitting for her, except that her ksuba is to come from the first husband. The Gemara says, however, if there are no assets to the first husband, there are abundance say that she gets a ksuba from the second husband so that he should not be so quick to divorce her. Abaye asked Rabbi, if someone gives a get to his Yavama and says, you are divorced from me, but you are not mutter to any other man, what would the halacha be? Do we say that such a get only takes effect that a get in general only takes effect by a Yavama through the Rabbanan? So therefore, only a get that would work for a real wife would work also for Yavama. And this type of get would not work for a real wife, and therefore it can't work over here for Yavama. We'll make him usher to do Yavama or anything like that. Or do we say that even this get can get confused with a normal get, and therefore we have to be goyzer for this case as well? Rabbi said we have to be goyzer for this case as well. Rabbi Chanan asked if we would give his Yavama, if a Yavam would give his Yavama a blank piece of paper and say this is the get, would we be concerned in that case as well? How far do you take this gzeira? Rabbi said that case is very different because it would not even, such a get would not even possible a woman from marrying a Kohen, whereas the case before where he says you're divorced from me, but you're not married, but you can't marry anyone else, in the case of a regular husband and wife, it would ask her from a Kohen, and that's why that get is more seriously taken. Rabbi Machama asks, we learn that if someone has a get written for his Arusa and says that after his Nisuan he will give it to her, it's a valid get, since he has the ability to divorce her right now as well, because he's in Erisin with her already. On the other hand, if he writes a get for someone who he's not married to at all, it would not be a valid get to use later on. What if someone wrote a get for his Yavama and gives it to her after the Yibam? Do we say that since there is a Zika, she's like an Arusa, and therefore it's a good get, even though it was written now? Or do we say that since he did not even yet do Maimer, she's not like an Arusa, and therefore it's not a valid get? Teiku. Rav Chananya asked, what about if someone writes a get for his Zika, but not for his Maimer, or vice versa? Will it be valid? Do we say that Maimer is on top of Zika, and the get is as if he divorced half the woman, in which case it's not a valid get? Or do we say that Zika and Maimer are two separate things, and therefore it is a good get? So although we find that Rava says that giving a get for one's Maimer is by itself is valid, what would Rav Chananya hold? Teiku. The Mishnah said, Cholatz v'asa Maimer. Rav Yehuda Nehemi Rav said, this only follows Rabbi Akiva, who says that Kedushin does not take effect when the man and the woman are also each other with a lav. However, the Rabbanim would say that Kedushin would take effect if he first gives Chalitz and then gives Maimer afterwards. He would need a get because it's a good, it's only a lav, so it would be a good Kedushin. In fact, in the earlier part of the mission, it says that if Maimer is done after a get, another get is needed for the Maimer. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, once a get is given, she becomes also to him with a lav based on a pasuk, and the later Maimer should therefore not take effect at all. So Rav Ashi said, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the get for a Yavama only takes effect to Rabbanon, i.e. quotes a pasuk, that's only in a smachta. We find that a Braisa says that Rabbi Yehuda as well. Gemara says, the Braisa says, if someone gives chalita to the Yevama, then gives her kedushin. Rebbe says that if the kedushin was given for marriage, she needs a get. If it was given for yibum, she would not need a get. Since chalita was already given, the maimer wouldn't take effect in that case. The Chacham say, in either case, she would need a get. Rabbi Yosef said, Rebbe's view is similar to the case of someone who works on a field of a ger who has died, which normally you kinder it by working on the field, but he was working on the field because he thinks it's his own field. So just as there he's not kinder the field because he didn't intend to make a new kinyan, so to here he didn't intend to make a new kedushin, and therefore she would not be kinder. Abaye said, this comparison is not right. In the case of the field, he doesn't even intend to make a kinyan at all, whereas in the case of the Yavama, he does. Abaye says, Machlekes is where the Yavam says, I want to give you kedushin of Maimer. The reason behind the Machlekes is that Rebbe says Maimer stands on the Zika. Since the Zika is gone from the Chalitza, the Maimer can't take effect. The Rabbanan say the Zika and the Maimer each stand on their own. Therefore, even after the Zika is gone, the kedushin of Maimer can still take effect. Rava said in Abaye's case, all would agree that it does take effect. Machlekes is where the Yavam said, I am a kaddish you with Zika of Yibam. Rebbe says the concept, Rebbe says Yesh Zika, and therefore, once it's removed with Chalitza, it can't be used for kedushin. The Rabbanan say there ain't Zika, so there was never a Zika, just like before that it would have worked for kedushin. So over here too, even after the chalitza, it will work as well. Rav Shravia said the case here is where a deficient chalitza was done. Rebbe holds it still totally removes the Zika, and therefore the Zika cannot be used for kedushin. The Rabbanan say that the chalitza does not fully remove the Zika, and therefore the Zika still could be used for kedushin. Rav Ashi said the case where the chalitza was given on a condition. Rebbe holds that the condition is not effective, and the chalitza therefore immediately removes the entire Zika, so Zika can't be used for the kedushin. The Rabbanan say that a condition can be effective, and therefore the Zika is not removed until the condition is fulfilled. Finally, Ravina said that all agree that a condition may be made, but they argue whether or not the condition has to have be a double condition like the Tanai Shel B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven. Rebbe says it must be so, and therefore, if he didn't make a double Tanai, therefore the Chalitza, therefore, is Chal, because the Tanai wasn't a good Tanai, and therefore he could use the Zika of the condition. Rabbanan say it doesn't have to be double, and therefore the Tanai is still a good Tanai, and therefore the Chalitza is not a Chalitza, and therefore the Zika is still around.